Tasha Layton, she's going to be at One Fest, and we're playing almost all One Fest artists today. All, you know, we'll play Love and the Outcome because that is one of our gift offers here, our July musical gift offer. But we've got and some CCM artists. I see Scott Crepane has a weekend birthday. He's an artist we played a lot of over the years, but almost all One Fest artists. So we've got Sidewalk Prophets and Crowder to look forward to. At some point, we're going to work through maybe the lineup, too, which is all going to start with Eagle Brook Music next Friday at 4:30. 1 week from today, that's right, and your chance to win One Fest tickets today. If you wish Dawson a happy birthday, my son Dawson going to join me on the morning show. Caleb away today, a much-deserved day off. And anyhow, Dawson turning 21 on this 22nd of July, so wish him a happy birthday at 396-1670. You qualify for a chance to win the tickets, and if you sing happy birthday, we'll double your entry. How's that, Jason Cans?
That's a nice offer and exciting. It's happy birthday to Dawson.
So here's your chance right now. You sing happy birthday to him, I'll double your entry.
You will. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can sing this early in the morning.
Well, Heather's sleeping in a bed near you probably, so we don't want to wake her.
Yeah, she'd be wondering why I was singing.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll count one entry. So, all right, there we go.
All right.
Tickets available courtesy of Orange Impression, so we'll give those away. Congratulations to Jacob Orff. He was at our parking lot picnic yesterday from Eau Claire, and he also won a pair of One Fest tickets. Congratulations to him. And we're going to draw for people also are registering for tickets to Wisconsin Dells. We'll draw for that after the 7:30 weather this morning. So a lot going on here today, Jason.
That's a lot going on. That's exciting. Fun stuff.
You got to 62,500 likes on that that viral tweet of yours.
Yeah, and it's finally slowing down, which I'm really glad that it is, because it seems like it overshadows everything else that's there. And so, yeah, it's a weird experience, I have to say. So,
but you,
I haven't read all of the 11,000 comments, so
that's a lot. That's a lot for
sure. I did sell 3 books.
Okay, well, I mean,
so that's something, right? I mean, that's good.
It's 3 more than you would have sold.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, yeah, you just never know what God's going to do, right?
Right, exactly.
That wasn't you just put it out there. You just shared it, so.
I just put it out there, yep.
Let me encourage you, Dan White is somebody we're both a fan of, and he is a former pastor who has gone to Puerto Rico and started this Kineo Center, and it seems like it's a place for broken and burned out ministry, folks through ministry, and there's been more and more of that even after the pandemic. And so he was interviewed by the New York Times. It was about half an hour. It's very good. I posted it on my Facebook page. If you didn't get a chance to listen, try to find some time this weekend, though. It's really good.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I will have to check that out. I am, as you said, a big fan of Dan, as are you. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I want to read more of his books. He's got this one about love and fear I've got my hands on. So, all right.
Yep, that's a good one.
Let's start getting to know you, and we're going to go back to the Sermon on the Mount today. So here we go.
Sure.
70 questions to try to get to know Jason. We'll be unpacking that sometime soon. Today, question 55 from this Myers-Briggs book. Do you usually want things, A, settled and decided, or B, just penciled in? That's a tough
settled
one.
Settled and decided, yeah.
Okay. 56, would you say you are more, A, serious and determined, or B, easygoing?
These days, I'd say easygoing.
57, do you consider yourself a good conversationalist or a good listener?
I would, boy, that's a hard one, right? I mean, because I'd like to think I'm a good listener, but I also think I'm a good conversationalist. I think I would have to go with good conversationalist.
Yeah. I mean, for your job, don't you? Isn't it about listening,
right?
Taking, asking questions, right? As a neuropsychologist.
Yeah.
So, all right, one more.
Exactly.
Heading into the weekend, do you prize in yourself, A, a stronghold on reality, or B, a vivid imagination?
Stronghold on reality.
You know, the hard part with asking these, I mean, again, you know, you got 2 choices. And it reminds me of parenting. My wife would say to the kids, you have 2 choices. So, I mean, it's just that sometimes I'm such a many shades of gray guy.
Right.
That it just seems like I can see the subtleties on both sides, you know?
Yeah.
That's what makes decision-making hard. All right.
Right.
Matthew 6:12 today as we head into the weekend. Go for it.
Yeah, it says, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us.
Uh-huh. All right. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, here's what you say, and then we'll get a final thought. You say, I already know, kind of God's voice is what Jason, how he wrote this. I already know that every day there will be things that you think, say, and do that are contrary to my will, yet I delight in forgiveness. Let my mercy have an impact upon your relationships. Forgive people, forgive people. I'm sorry, forgiven people, forgive people. Search your heart. Are there people that you are holding a grudge against or who have harmed you? Forgive them. Release your bitterness toward them, which is your high and holy calling. Let me just say before you answer, easier said than done.
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for me, the thing that stood out as you were reading that is the I delight in forgiveness. You know, I think sometimes we think God is begrudging with forgiving us that we've messed up yet again. And yet there's, you know, as we read scripture, it's evident that God enjoys or delights in forgiving his people.
Yeah, and no question. I mean, he is forgiven much, loves much. And so if we've been forgiven, that's the springboard for forgiving, right? So there you go.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll miss you at breakfast tomorrow, but have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Sounds good.
There we go, our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Well, it is a OneFest Friday. It's also a Dawson birthday Friday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's surreal, you know. I reached this sort of last milestone of youth. Only get older from here.
21, yeah, right. So it's another milestone birthday. And we have various listeners, because we have tied that into wishing you happy birthday, tied into giving away the OneFest tickets, a pair of them we've got from Orange Impression. I'm talking admission, parking, and even meet and greets. Admit one per artist, so two different artists, a chance to have a meet and greet. And so we're going to go back and take this from the top in terms of some of these messages and kind of sprinkle these in along the way at 396-1670 as we're playing almost all OneFest artists. And we'll hear from the head of OneFest, the founder, Heather Fleshinsky, later in the half hour. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dawson. Happy birthday to you. This is Beth from Elk Mound. Have a great day. Goodbye.
See, there's the extra incentive. If you can, with the talk or text line, wish happy birthday, you get an entry. But Beth knows. She's like, I want two chances to win OneFest tickets. So that's what she gets. Sherry and Bloomer also says, happy 21st birthday, Dawson. Hope your day is full of blessings.
Thank you very much.
So a great start there. And also hearing from Vicki in Eau Claire this morning at 396-1670.
Happy birthday, Dawson. I hope you have a great day. And a blessed new year for your new birthday.
All right, there we go. Bye. So I had to talk to Dawson. This was the idea, though. Caleb let me know we were going to be able to have these tickets. I'm like, did you want people to be incentivized in this way to be calling? And you were okay with
Here's how I see it.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, they get their well wishes on their birthday. Yeah. And, you know, they give those people nothing in return. What I want is, I want a chance for the people who are wishing me a happy birthday to be rewarded. Yeah. And, you know, name entered into a drawing, maybe twice if you, you know. If you perform a little live music of your own in the OneFest spirit of things, and, you know, I want to give them a chance to get a pat on the back for wishing me a happy birthday, a happy 21st.
I don't know what her official title is, but she is the founder. I call her the queen of OneFest. She is Heather Fleshinsky on the line from her home in Cadott. Mark and Dawson Halverson, WWIB, on this Friday, a week before OneFest. Heather, can you believe it?
I can't, but I'm super excited.
I guess. So it looks like I've been saying the best lineup ever. I mean, a lot of work goes into this behind the scenes with your wonderful team, but you guys have to be really pleased about the lineup you're unfolding of fantastic artists next weekend.
Definitely. I keep hearing wonderful things about people excited to come to see Crowder and Matthew West and so many more. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, you got to have those headliners. Mac Powell, all those huge Third Day fans. I mean, I know two guys in particular, Cliff and Spooner, Bob and Rice Lake. I mean, these guys are going to be there, and that's important to have that reach from well beyond the Chippewa Valley, right?
Definitely. This couldn't go without having as many people come as possible. But, you know, you mentioned Mac Powell, and I think what's exciting more than anything is the wide variety of artists that we do have. We have those that are interested and excited about Third Day and Mac Powell, but we also have those who are interested in seeing rap because, you know, all ages like different genres. So it's just really exciting to see who people are getting excited about on my end when they call and say, I want to release the, you know, Austin French. He's got some great songs right now. So, yeah, great variety, and we hope there's something for everybody.
I was chatting with some people at the OneFest booth at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair just a bit ago, and they were sort of talking about the emphasis on obviously OneFest is sort of nonprofit, but also very volunteer run, something I wasn't necessarily familiar with.
Yeah, so when we started, all volunteer run, and we are up to 54 people on our planning team who meet at least once a month to pull this together, and they all work really hard and do amazing work, and so I'm so appreciative, and I'm always wanting to give them a ton of credit because it couldn't happen without all of them.
Absolutely.
Well, Heather, what is something that you want to get across to people a week? You said to me when we saw each other last Sunday after church at the fair, ticket sales were ahead of where they'd been a year ago, and so that's encouraging. Continue to come out of this pandemic, and of course, the year that we've kind of had it split, right? This is the fourth time, and you had the year that wasn't, but this is going to be a year that is. We're hoping bigger, better than ever, but people won't know how good it is if they're not there, right?
Right. You know, and the cool part about that fairgrounds is that it's still really intimate. So even though we're saying it's going to be a big one, there's going to be lots of folks there, please still come because you still are going to get to see the artists and walk up to the stage if you want to, or you can sit back and just enjoy it and from the grandstand. So venue is awesome for that. So definitely come and check it out.
Now, it occurred to me that the weather, I mean, you're at, and we're not quite there yet. It's Friday. I think right now the forecast is, at least what we're seeing, is extending us into Thursday. But what about your weather concerns?
I'm not going to concern about or get worried about it until next week, but I know I have a couple team members who send me almost a report daily. Yeah. It's looking good. it's all sun and shine, and we're going to have a great festival. I'm like, yes, either way, it's going to be great. Our first year, we had a random rain shower right above us, so we dealt with that the first year, so we know what we have to do when that happens, but we're hoping for wonderful weather so people don't have to worry about the rain.
Absolutely. And again, get those tickets, one-fest.com, I think through wib.com, but it's promo code WIB22, saves you 5%. And again, get them the sooner the better, right? That would be great.
Right. The price does go up on Friday, and at the gate as well, it will be higher. So earlier is always better.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. All right. Again, one-fest.com. Learn about it. Heather, I know a busy week unfolding. We'll be broadcasting live from OneFest next Friday morning, 7 to 9, like we did last year. So we'll look forward to seeing you then.
We look forward to having you.
All right. Thanks so much. Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest. It's the fourth annual OneFest coming up next Friday. Dawson, it's rapidly approaching.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, on the OneFest website, they have a counter currently. 7 days, 11 hours, 37 minutes, and as of this moment, 14 seconds until OneFest upon us.
A lot of excitement for that. And again, now your chance to win OneFest tickets. Wish Dawson a happy 21st birthday. Cliff and Spooner doing that. I mentioned him, a huge Mac Powell and Third Day fan. He calls you Young Halvo. Okay, yeah, we'll take that. I'm Old Halvo, I guess. Dinosaur, feeling that. Also this morning, we've got, again, you can double your entry if you sing Dawson a happy birthday. We had Beth and Elk Mound take us up on that earlier.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dawson. Happy birthday to you. Have a great day, buddy. Congratulations on your 21st birthday. Love you.
All right, WWIB, good singing voice there.
No, not bad at all.
Are we ready to draw the winner of Wisconsin Dells tickets? You've got it right next to you.
Oh,
so
okay.
There it is. Yeah, that is it. I've got a drum roll. So as you get ready to open it up, let's go to the drum roll.
I didn't realize this is going to be on me.
It's on you. It's your birthday. You're the guy who draws.
It's a lot of power.
It is a lot of power. And the drum roll is going to go a second time to find out.
I've got it.
All right. The winner of Wisconsin Dells' four-pack of tickets for four venues is...
Steven.
Steven who?
Steven Truss.
Steven Truss from where?
From Blanchard.
All right. Congratulations, Steven. You're going to Wisconsin Dells.
Blanchard, Idaho?
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, maybe he was here in the area.
Yeah,
he's
maybe he'll
area.
Be back
you go to the
Dells. Dells
while you can. We got a phone number,
sure,
right?
Sure, we absolutely do. We have a zip code as well.
We'll get a hold of him.
Mac Powell, new creation here on WWIB. You're listening to the WIB Wake Up Show. Sorting through the many wonderful birthday messages that I've received here on this Friday morning. Got a very special one here from Dan the Trucker in a way only he could.
Happy birthday, Dawson. Thank you for sharing your mission and serving. God bless. Have a great birthday.
I just put a candy bar in my mouth, so it wasn't a good time. I'm celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, you're celebrating my birthday at the cost of professionalism.
Here at WIB, we give people a card on their birthday,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a little candy container.
Uh-huh.
And the baby Ruth caught my eye. And I just warmed up our coffee.
Caught your eye and made its way to your mouth.
So you were talking about Century 21?
I was talking about Century 21, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about it.
I thought that was the weather bottom of the hour.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's all right, because I can talk all day about Century 21.
All right, so, yeah, I heard you talk about you were born July 22nd, 2001.
That's correct.
Which, of course, September 11th, 2001, you were a little...
Oof.
Infant, and you do not remember 9/11 real well.
I don't, but speaking of, these events, these things that have happened that have changed the era. So much went on at the beginning and since the internet's rose to prominence, but we're going to take a look back at the 90s and see what was normal in the 90s, but rare or non-existent now.
There we go. Are we ready?
I believe so. You want to start?
Hotlines for the weather report, current time and movie showtimes. We don't have that anymore.
No, hearing you say that.
I remember.
I'm trying to visualize what that means.
I'd be at my grandma's house and she would like call the weather to like get the temperature.
Oh, you like call it and get an update?
You would call and get the temperature.
That is bizarre to me.
You'd get movie shot. Okay.
All right, next one. A disc man plugged into a cassette tape with a wire to play music in your car.
Mm-hmm.
What is, it was called a disc man?
Yeah, like a walking disc, or you'd have a Walkman or something like that.
Okay.
And so, you know, you had CDs.
Plugged into a cassette tape. Uh-huh. Okay, I can sort of visualize what that might have looked like.
Different things that, what was normal in the 90s but rare or non-existent now? Another one is calling the movie theater or looking in the paper for movie times. Totally.
Wow.
I was raised on, you know, from 5 years old, I was reading like the sports page.
Uh-huh.
And so this idea of also movie theater times, and so it leaves people of my age like, where do you go? How do you get the, well, online,
of
right?
course. No, so. Just absolutely devastated in the wake of websites just making it simpler. Also, more rare or non-existent now, card catalogs to find books in a library.
Totally. And so that doesn't resonate with you. You just go online, you type in. But they used to have, the card catalogs. Things was paper. Another thing that used to be normal but rare or non-existent now, keeping a binder full of CDs in your car.
That's at least one that I can say that I've seen a couple of times. Whether they've actually seen use in the wake of Spotify, Pandora, and, of course, radio stations tuning in, CDs, just sort of.
We were at our friend Chad and Elaine's a couple weeks ago, and Chad was downloading, I think it was CDs onto, you know, the hard drive. CDs, maybe even cassette tapes, you know, and saving the music.
Yeah, pressing play and record at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I assume that would be to record a song.
But more and more, you have to, you have like a cassette tape player,
sure.
and you press play and record to record it.
Wow.
Whereas now, online, it's just one click.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have that even with the recording we do here. Something that was normal, but telephone booths. Yes, they were everywhere, right?
You were, during the time you were alive, telephone booths were not only a real thing, but were everywhere?
Yeah, and where does Superman change now?
I don't, like a back alley, like
I guess.
Broom closet.
I think I saw some talk about Superman 2 coming up.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I saw a headline on that. All right, we had a couple more. What else?
Phone
normal.
Books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Big, no need for phone books.
Big, thick. The yellow pages, the white pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, one of the big things you can see the change here is a lot less paper, right? That we're printing on. A printed list of family and friends' phone numbers stuck on the fridge.
I remember having one of those as a kid. That's still at least vaguely within my
The problem,
purview.
Though, that's happened is you have people's numbers in your phone. Like, I think more and more you don't know people's numbers, like, in your family. Like,
yeah.
I can just recite
if
everybody's
your phone's
number in our family because I just know I just click your name.
Right? If your phone's dead or you just don't have it on you, it's just not an option.
All right.
Wrapping things up here with one of the last couple, being told to get off the internet so someone else could use the phone.
Yeah, that was the 90s? Wow, that was the 90s? Yeah.
Before my time, but I've seen it represented in media or referenced a couple of times, but definitely not something I've had to experience really at all.
And the last one, taking your disposable camera to get developed.
Is that one of those, like, those red light rooms where it's low light and you dip it in that...
You take your pictures
stuff
and get them developed, but it's a different era with everybody as everything's gone digital.
Yeah.
So there you go. What was normal in the 90s but rare and non-existent now on Dawson's 21st birthday is he doesn't know because he wasn't living in the 90s.
I'm living in the future.
All right. Are we ready for the best of the week?
I think so.
Let's get it. Sure. All right, Caleb, dipping his hand in there. Going to pick the name. We've got the drum roll. Here it is.
And the winner is John Pekka from Chippewa Falls. Congratulations, John.
There you go.
You and three others going on our dime to the Dells.
The tip of the weekend is find out what's the story on what you pull out of the air fryer to eat. Because I found some a chicken leg after the fair. I was a little hungry.
Sure.
And there was a chicken leg in there, and I thought, oh, this is just left. And from earlier in the day, I ate it, told my wife, and she's like, how was it? I thought it was spoiled. That was for the dogs.
Oh, no.
So I said, you know, we talked about stomachs of iron. It was fine.
The dad vacuum cleaner strikes once again.
It was fine. The only problem was the next day in the air fryer was ham, and I thought that couldn't be for the dogs, too. But when I tried a bite, I'm like, that is not good.
It's definitely for the dogs.
And my wife let me know that also was going to be for the dogs. So apparently, the dogs have their own little...
I guess the air fryer is also for the dogs.
Yes.
There you go. These are actual questions that were actually asked by tourists at Yellowstone.
Somebody actually asked, are the bison animatronic?
That would be cool, but no.
It all began when the McDonald's location used its sign to say, hey, DQ. Want to have a sign war?
The Dairy Queen responded, we would, but we're too busy making ice cream.
McDonald's clapped back, that's cute. Our ice cream makes itself.
DQ then took a jab at McDonald's ice cream machines, infamous for often being broken, replying, you mean it actually works? Shocker.
I love that.
Does anyone on Facebook post more animal pictures than you guys?
Probably. Although I don't really know any of them that do.
I went into the shop one day to get an ice cream treat.
You ever have that chocolate sauce? I don't know what's it called, the exact name, but you put it on
Magic
and then
Shell.
Yes. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Isn't this crazy that, like, I just know what you're talking about? Yeah, it's delicious.
That is great.
They make a Reese's kind, too.
You can make your own at home that you might go out to the store for.
As a kid, I thought that was the coolest stuff. I thought, like, you are it, like, if you have Magic Shell.
Yes.
So
they still have that?
They do, yes.
Uh-huh. Gotta look for that.
The average person will consume 2.5 pounds of this each year. The average person will consume 2.5 pounds of this each and every year. What are we talking about for 2-1 Fest tickets?
Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your guess?
Hey, is it salt?
Is it salt? What in the world? We thought this was going to be more difficult.
Who are you?
This is Will from Barron.
Well, congratulations. We are sending you to One Fest. Yeah, it's 2.5 pounds of salt each year.
Good morning, WWID personnel. My name is Ron, and I turned 62 years old today. I've been listening to WWID for many years. You guys are a great Christian radio station, and I am truly blessed to have the opportunity to listen to you on my 62nd birthday today. I used to work in radio myself. So I know a quality radio station, especially a Christian radio station. Awesome. Thank you for being there for all of us. Have a great day.
And Ron, on his 62nd birthday earlier this week, had Blessing Offer playing on WWIB in the background when he left us that wonderful message.
Yeah, he's listening on his, what did he say, 62nd? I'm listening on my
21st.
Yeah. Hey.
And your mom is on the line, the woman who birthed you 21 years ago today. Good morning, Peggy Halverson.
What an introduction.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Dawson.
Thank you very much. It's good to hear from you.
I've suggested that maybe it's moms who should get presents when their kids have a birthday.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, it's possible they should get certain appreciations, especially if the challenge was very great, as it was in your case, Dawson.
So I've heard.
8 pounds, 8 ounces, but it was challenging. And I remember during labor, a particular song is tied into that, and it's a song we've got here from Scott Crepane, "You Have Been Good." So what do you remember about that?
I remember just having that song, that one song on repeat over and over and over, and, you know, in the midst of delivery and preparing for that, I just wanted to be reminded that even when we go through hard times and difficult challenges, God is always, always good. Mm-hmm. And through years following that, I have continued to see God's faithfulness no matter what kind of challenges we face.
And you know what's crazy is Scott Crepane's birthday is the very next day.
Really?
Scott Crepane will be 51 tomorrow, the day after your son turns 21.
Crazy.
And 21 years ago, playing this song from him. It'll close out the show. Thank you, dear, for all you went through to bring this human to planet Earth.
If I never get to see another rainbow or share another laugh with a friend, if I never stand barefoot by the ocean or get to kiss my child goodnight again, if I never have another prayer that's answered or have another blessing come my